107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Midday Renee joins me on the huge broadcast live from the Blue Studio.
Good morning, the Blue Studio. This is so cool.
How was your 4th of July? I didn't talk to you yesterday.
I know, it was amazing. It really was. Up in Rockville, I sang the national anthem and everybody was singing along. That makes me happy. You know, I love it.
I heard that you were actually not singing. You're like lip syncing to pre-recorded tracks. Is it true?
Sure. Let's go with that.
I thought I heard Freddie Mercury in there. Oh, yeah. She's lip syncing.
I love it.
When is your next singing gig?
I believe Saturday I'll be at Grover Cleveland Alexander Days helping with their parade.
In St. Paul.
Parade. Yeah. I love it. I love doing that kind of stuff, you know, so.
Do you have any presence at the Hall County Fair, which starts on the 17th, I think?
Nobody likes me there. Oh, well. So what did you do for the 4th? Did you guys hang out in your yard or what?
Yeah, I was alone for that on, I think it was the 4th.
Yeah.
It was on all four sides of me. It was amazing. I'll never have to spend a nickel. It was such a show.
I love that.
The weather was good. I discovered by accident that I was sitting in my chair with shorts on and I felt a couple of bites on my ankle. And I realized that I had just taken the shorts out of the dryer. So there was a dryer sheet stuck in my leg. So just because it was lightly abrasive, I started rubbing the mosquito bites. So the itching went away. Is this a thing? Did I discover this?
No. I bet it is the smell of a dryer sheet. I have done
rub a
that.
Dryer sheet all over you,
and I'll think it's a spider. What's in my leg? Oh my gosh!
Oh, so I also caught Beverly Hills Cop 4. Are you familiar?
Oh,
they did this?
I've seen this. It's Axel or something.
Axel
Foley.
F.
Yeah, Axel Foley.
It needs to be watched by all of us.
Is it good?
Especially at this time in our lives. It occurred to me, I didn't know why this made me so happy. And about halfway through the movie, I realized that for the whole Beverly Hills Cop franchise, it came from a time in our life. Like, we didn't have certain stressors that we have today.
Oh, exactly.
So this world is completely different now.
Cell phones. Yeah.
Yeah. And this, I mean, to see Eddie Murphy plowing down a whole city's worth of cars within a snowplow. This, I'm telling you.
I got to watch it. I think it's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
Yes.
Judge Reinhold is in it again.
Oh.
Paul Reiser is in it. Kevin Bacon is in it. I can't remember the guy that played Taggart.
Is he in it?
He's like the police chief now.
Oh, fantastic. This is good. I've got to watch it tonight.
Really worth watching. I actually watched it twice because due to certain, let's call them celebratory activities, I didn't remember the end. And then my Roku box kind of sticks. It doesn't want to. So I'm like, let's just watch the whole thing again. Make sure.
One more time.
Yeah. So it was worth it.
It sounds worth it.
That is my movie review for you kids. It's Beverly Hills Cop. Is it number 4?
Yeah. Axel F.
Axel F, it's called. Yes. I don't remember Beverly Hills Cop 3 at all.
Really?
I remember number 1, and I could probably figure out what happened in 2 because it was hot at that point, but I don't remember if I've ever even seen 3.
Well, no, and I have. I think I have. I'm not certain, but I don't remember if Brigitte Nielsen was in. Oh, she was in the second one, I believe.
What year Beverly Hills Cop, the first one, came out?
I'm going to say 1985.
It was 84.
84.
When I read that online today, I'm like, I was in high school.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. And Eddie Murphy was 21.
I know.
Now he's in his 60s.
Oh my gosh.
He aged well.
And he looks great. It's not fair. How come men like you can have any little streak of silver and it looks so handsome, like Sean Connery, or I always tell everybody you look like George Clooney. But, and I have a gray hair and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to go color this because it isn't gray. It's like this ugly silver witch-like color.
It's interesting how when you're younger, you think I'm going to go gray. And then when you go gray, you realize that's not gray. That's dead.
That's death.
That's a dead piece of hay. Sticking out of my face.
So
or other places.
I love it.
Good to see you, Nay Bags. Welcome
good to
back.
See you too. Yeah, it's good to be here. Missing everybody.